Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Team no sleep, baby. Dads who try.
All right, hey, welcome back to another episode. This is episode 36.
And you know, when I think about 36, you know who I'm thinking about?
I don't.
I'm thinking about Jerome Bettis. Pittsburgh Steelers. Whoa, you didn't think I was going to pull that one out because I always put like an NBA type athlete person. I switched it up on them today and I said Jerome Bettis from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Number 36, Jerome Bettis. This is our Bettis episode. I don't know how I feel about it. I hate the Steelers. Go Seahawks.
But, I don't even love the Steelers. I just thought about that.
So, that was amazing. You have a deep knowledge of players' jersey numbers. And I'm going to say this. I might hate the Steelers, but I love everyone who's jumped on to subscribe, to review. I think we have over 2,900 subscribers on Spotify. Yeah. I don't know what that looks like on Apple and the rest of the platforms, but we're so thankful for everyone who would drop a review, who would leave a 5-star. Tommy.
Yeah.
We went from 4.9 on Spotify, and we're at 4.8.
You guys, shout out to the one person who gave us what would they have to give us for us to go down a point?
I mean, I don't know, maybe they give us a one or something like that.
Like a one thing.
And we just want to say thank you for the criticism. We're growing and getting better. But also, if you ever leave a review like that again,
your house is about to get egged.
Your house is going to get egged? Tommy, come on.
What, dude? Okay. I'm 17 all over again.
Okay, 17 all over again. Jerome Bettis episode. We are being joined.
Yes.
For the first time in Dads Who Try history, by not one guest, two guests are joining
two
us.
Guests.
And I don't know if we say it like this, but these are influencers.
You guys, we are properly surrounded by influencers today.
And from YouTube, of course, Instagram, TikTok, all the things. We have It's Circle Time with us.
Shout out to the It's Circle Time crew. Let's go. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Hey. What's good, you guys?
You are funny. By the way, we're good. Jerome Bettis is an amazing athlete. I, too, do not like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm a Charger fan. Yep. So that was a great player though. He's a better bowler than a football player.
No, he's
better
not.
Bowler.
Oh yeah, his whole family are pro bowlers.
Okay, I like this stat, Dom. And I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves, please. And I need you guys to tell us something that you're better at than what you're known for, okay? You guys are known for It's Circle Time. We're going to get into that for a little bit. But, yeah, why don't you guys let us know your names and let us know a detail about yourself. Let us know something that you're better at than what you're known for.
I am Miss Sarah Sunshine from It's Circle Time. Something that I'm better at than I'm known for? Singing. I am way better at singing than I am dancing.
No way.
Let's go.
But, I'm working on it. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
But singing is definitely more up there for me than dance.
Tommy is too. Tommy, you want to sing?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Like, I start going there, like, trying to do something. Like, no, man, you got
to
stop.
We got to leave it to Sarah. Yeah, we'll leave it to Sarah.
Oh, my God. That is funny. I'm Dominique. I am a founder of Circle Time with Miss Sarah Sunshine. And I think this is why we work so well together. I'm a better dancer than singer.
Okay.
I find myself dancing all the time, but my singing, you know, got a little thing on.
A convenient case of laryngitis. Just, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever Tommy's got, I got that too. That whoa, whoa, whoa.
I mean, that wasn't actually that bad, Dom. That wasn't actually that bad. Okay, so we'll kind of jump into things. And we just want to say first, thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day and out of your schedule. And we know that you guys are busy individuals. And why don't we do this? We usually ask our guests to give us like their dad resume. Sarah, obviously not a dad. But I'm really excited to, I think you're also the first female guest on the podcast.
Yeah. Outside of the one that we just did.
So honored, right?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. We just did an April Fool's podcast and we changed all of our branding to Moms Who Try for a Day. And so our wives did a podcast, but we weren't a part of it. So it's not really guests. Yeah. You're the first one.
We're the takeover.
Yeah, the takeover. I think we should start a Moms Who Try.
You know, I was pretty shocked about you guys, the response is crazy. Like, people were like, yo, is this for real? Because this should be a thing. And I'm like, dude, what is it about the ladies that can just rally? I mean, we just changed the branding that we had the girls on and they just rallied. I'm like, you guys need your own channel. We're doing this thing. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Dom, give us your dad resume.
Awesome. Well, first and foremost, thank you guys for taking the time to talk to us. I've been a fan favorite since last year. And just being able to travel and journey with you through my new fatherhood of twins. I have twins, one boy, one girl. And just being like, how do I overcome this?
Yeah.
And utilizing your platform to know that other dads out there are trying as well. And the better you try, the better you become, learn more about yourself. So that is my dad resume. I do not have any others out there wandering the world or whatnot. Yeah. So appreciate it.
I love it. Okay. And Sarah, why don't you let us know kind of your background with kids and what that looks like for you?
My background with kids, I have been teaching, babysitting, nannying for over 10 years now.
Wow.
And I just absolutely adore being around them. My favorite thing about teaching and nannying, babysitting is that you just get to see these little things grow in knowledge, and they're so much fun. They're just a blessing. Kids are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think kids are the greatest blessing. They're so fun. They're so fun to watch. I think we did a TikTok the other day and it was like, parenting is the most difficult, exciting, horribly terrifying, joyful experience, ever. And, these kids, I don't know how they do it. They just have this ability. At one moment, it's like there's nothing better in life.
Straight angels.
Than having children and watching them grow. And then 1 second later, you go from like, oh my gosh, these kids are great, to like, I might murder my children.
There's like somehow.
Sour.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yes, yes.
That's the best way to describe it. Like one moment they're angelic human beings, and then the moment later, it's like there's a lot of demonic activity going on here, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Yes.
Yeah. But
I have a son right now who's he's very smart. He understands that how to strategize on that. 2 years old, he spit in my drink and then looked at me and said, "I'm sorry, Daddy." And I'm like, I'm very conflicted because that was a home squeezed lemonade that I just went and grabbed two amazing lemons off the tree that I've been working my butt off for the last 6 months to grow. And you just killed it. And then at the same time, it's the sweetest eyes with the nice lashes. And he's like, sorry, Daddy. Yeah. And I'm like, it's okay. And then he went back into spinning again. And it's like, oh, this is the world I'm in right now.
You guys, kids have a special gift to backwash into drinks.
Oh. How many drinks did I just toss? Because I'm just like, I'm not going there today.
I just don't let them drink my drinks first. They could be, dehydrated. shriveled up like raisins because they're so dehydrated. And I'll be like, you're not getting the first drink of this water. I know what you're going to do to it. You're going to taint this water to be undrinkable by any other human beings. Okay. I think this is a good segue because our kids, as lovely and angelic as they are, oftentimes they do have, it's a part of development, right? It's like they have big emotions, and sometimes those emotions are joy and excitement and laughter, and they're happy. Other times it goes the other way, and they're angry or they're frustrated or they're scared. And trying to teach these children how to process through those emotions while at the same time retraining ourselves how to process those same emotions. Like, there, you know, nothing will turn you into a toddler emotionally faster than dealing with toddlers' emotions, you know? Mm. And it's like my kids and my wife can take me to a place emotionally just like that. And I'm like, okay, I got to take a step back. I got to take a deep breath. But I was going to say, it's channels like It's Circle Time that help our children not just learn and process like speech and have a great relationship with sounds and noises, but it also helps them learn to develop and process. And that's a big part of It's Circle Time. I think I remember we came across Sarah, you might have reached out and said, hey, check out the channel. And I remember finding it and being like, dude, this is awesome. Showing it to our kids right away, and they absolutely loved it. And I got to know from you guys, like, what was, maybe for listeners who don't know, I'm pretty sure most of our listeners probably know by now, we've shouted you guys out. I don't know how many times, we're just the biggest believers. But let people know what it is, and like what the channel is, what it's about. And if you guys want to give us like maybe a backstory on how it started.
Yeah, it's so funny, us sitting here right now and like, thinking about our first conversation and doing this, it was not actually going to happen. So, you know, during COVID, I lost my job. And at the same time, coming out of that meeting, losing my job, my wife told me, hey, we're having kids. And so I'm like, oh my God, like I got 9 months to kind of figure this thing out and get a job. What am I going to do? And I have a background in film. And I just try to do all the fun projects that I could possibly think of. And in that process as well, we were in the process of moving to a different location closer to her family. And we were looking for a babysitter. And so my wife went and looked online and found Sarah. And she'll tell you, the first interaction that we had because of COVID and like thinking, I don't want outside forces coming into our home. I did not like Sarah. Like I was like, oh, that's our baby. Oh, hey, what's up? And I just walk up, right? And
yeah.
Mind my own business. And then it wasn't maybe until a month into it where, you know, my kids at this time are like 7, 8 months old, I think. And I'm coming in between meetings, coming downstairs, and I hear this very, very awesome angelic voice. And my kids just infatuated with that. On top of that, I'm seeing my kids point to shapes and numbers, and I'm like, I mean, I don't have time to teach. Who taught you the three? Who taught you the square? And then sitting down with Sarah and just chatting with her and realizing, you know, she's like, oh, I used to work at this school called Ryan Ranch. And if you don't know about that in our neighborhood, it's like the school everybody wants to go to. So now I'm like, oh, hey, Miss Sarah, you got connections to your weight, you know, in that nature. And through us conversing, I just explained to her, like, what are these techniques that you are coming up with? I think is crucial. And at the same time, we're, you know, transitioning from having a private babysitter to putting them in kindergarten or daycare. We just decided, let's put these videos out for my kids. When they go to daycare and they come back, I want to maybe give them some screen time, like 20 minutes screen time, but with a familiar face. And let's just put these videos together. And so what initially started out as a selfish thing to grow my kids' brains, you know, after we put the first video up, she called me 2 days later and she's like, hey, Dom, are you promoting these? I'm like, no, what's going on? She's like, yeah, it's got like 10,000 views. What?
No way.
I go on, I'm looking, and we had only one video. It's the old McDonald.
Yeah.
It's just a 2 minute and 35 reiteration version. And I'm blown away thinking, wow, not only are my kids going to be impacted by this, but it seems like there is a huge need for this.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is kind of like these other teachers out there. I've always tried to, you know, do this, but the technology and trying to put videos up there is not there. And so I said, let's take some time and put a few videos together and reach out to parents and see what they're really critically needing for their kids during this time of COVID. And let's see where it goes. And look, we're now at 60,000 followers or 61,000 followers, over 5 million views.
No way.
Parents reach out to us and tell us, you know, my kid has had speech delay a year and a half advance over. And our professional therapist is recommending your channel. And it's been incredible to see our kids recite the alphabet, do their numbers and shapes. And so now what became a thing that was selfish for myself, I'm more in the passion of being selflessness for the world because of how important it is. And, you know, from a happenstance of having a babysitter come in and doing above and beyond work, you know, we're changing the world, or we're changing our city and our town and hopefully the world as well. So
and, I love that,
you know, I know I talked for the longest right now. I apologize. Yeah, from your perspective, like.
Yeah, I am. So if we backtrack to the beginning of that story, I was working at one of the most prestigious preschools in our town, and then COVID hit, and I just couldn't. I mean, we all know kids get sick very easily, and my immune system at the time just wasn't in the place it should have been, and I was like, I'd rather in-home nanny for families, that way I don't have the risk of getting sick, and I'm still able to, you know, teach and give love to these kids. And it was my first time in-home nannying twins, so I was up for the challenge, and they weren't a challenge at all. They were the sweetest and very smart already by the time I got here. Dom, you know, gave me this amazing opportunity to be in front of the camera teaching for kids that I can't see, which is for a teacher, it's difficult. But I have grown to just, I love it. And I'm just so incredibly thankful that we've had this opportunity and that we've touched so many parents and kids' lives. The emotional part of it is... Yeah. It is overwhelming. You know, we respect all of the parents and all of the kids who have, you know, donated their time to watch us.
Yeah.
And, so it's just incredible. I'm like at a loss for words because it's like I said, overwhelming.
I don't remember when we first, you know, you reached out, or I don't remember when that was. But when we found you guys for the first time, you guys were at 30,000.
Yeah.
You guys have doubled. That's crazy. 100% growth. That is insane. We can't even get 500 views on YouTube, and you guys are out here messing around, dropping 10K views, just, you know, just in an old McDonald's, you know, 10K, just like that. Man, that is so cool, you guys. And, look, this is, I don't know, Tommy, you can kind of speak in this, too. Like, there's an emerging category of content, especially kids content, you know.
Yeah.
It's been so saturated with entertainment value over educational value content on YouTube, because I think it's been like YouTube has been the babysitter when there is no babysitter for a lot of parents. And, you know, if we can be honest, like, look, no shame, no condemnation for those parents. It's like the world went from having systems in place to everyone's working from home. How am I going to provide for my family and at the same time watch my kid for 8 hours while I got to be on Zoom calls and do work? And so I think YouTube, creators just started creating content to entertain kids,
right?
Like Coco Melon, Little Baby Bum, all this crazy content. I swear it should have seizure warnings before we turn it on, you know what I mean? But now there's this like emerging category of like really incredible, edutainment, where it's like really educational, or maybe educational is not the word, developmental.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, obviously it's Circle Time. Like there's a ton of really awesome creators out there. And this is the way Tommy and I feel is like, really good content and concepts need more platforms to be shared.
Yep.
So it's like the way we see it is like we need 10 more It's Circle Times. We need 10 more dads who try, you know, other people doing the content that we have. And it's like, I think that's what you guys are talking about. That's how you kind of reach, you know, change the world is by scaling this. And I don't know, Tommy, your kids are, you're about to have a 1-year-old.
Yeah.
And a 2-year-old.
Yeah. So Levi, he turned 2 a couple weeks ago, and we have our youngest, Oliver Jude. He is a wild child, you guys. And, he'll be 1 in June. And I will say this, you know, as like when, so Levi was born in, March of 2020. So we're kind of like going through the, like kind of still during COVID stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember like now, like during that time, I feel like as time progressed, I feel like now we're talking about the emerging content creators for like educational, programmings and different things like that. And I actually noticed, you guys, the other day, like the difference between my son, Levi, and Oliver. Levi didn't really have all that stuff. Probably a couple, you know, like, when he was like first born, Oliver now is around this stuff, you know, and I could tell the difference between their development and showing Ollie like your guys' programs, like all this educational programming, and how much he's further advanced than Levi when he was that age. And so just from my own experiences, seeing our boys kind of like learning how to cognitively develop in such a fast-paced way is pretty incredible. And I will say this, shout out to all the content creators out there. You know, you guys, you know, we think about Miss Rachel, we think about the ones who are really paving the way for all these parents. You guys, I'm telling you, it's to see our kids grow and develop in a pace where it's like, it's healthy, you know? And again, like what Nate was saying, I don't think there's any shame on parents who like had to kind of use the screens for entertainment purposes. Yeah. Because you know what? Like they had a hustle.
Totally.
But I'm just glad that there
now
are.
Now I don't feel guilty though. When
yes.
I do.
There, I'm glad that there are resources now that will allow you to like learn and develop as we give that, you know, the world.
Have you guys gotten any pushback from people like screen time is bad time? You know, it's like, have you guys had to face that type of stuff?
You know, in that sense, I greatly understand where they're coming from. And I agree. Screen time should not be the thing you rely on. Which is why we created Circle Time, because you think about when COVID hit, there wasn't any resources out there for as far as education. So people relied on your CoComelon, your Blippies, all these other things to provide education. And to respect, kids got something out of it. The hard part about it was those weren't created with the intent of education being the forefront of it. Right. And so we took it upon ourselves to create content that not only would be emphasized on education from the get-go, but also allow parents to be a part of that experience as well. Why we create music that sounds fairly similar to modernized music right now is because we get a lot of responses from parents going, you guys are making content that I am happy to be doing this with the kids. We've heard Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Our generation, that song's been long around for a long time. Yeah. But if you can modernize it and give it a different twist and a feel for the times that we're living in right now, you're creating a community within the parent, not looking at the screen as, while I turn this on, I'm going to get dishes done. I want to turn this on because I also like it. You know, one of my favorite shows right now is Bluey. Like, I watched that when I put the kids down, right? It's because you think about the content we used to watch in the 90s, or I'm dating myself, Sarah, so don't judge me. in the 90s, I would watch Hey Arnold, SpongeBob, all these things. And there was a whole aspect. But as I got older, you can hear, some of the jokes and some of the things that they're talking about were more for adults than anything. I feel like Bluey right now is like that capstone where my kids get something out of it because they educate them in a certain manner, and then I'm getting something out of it as a parent, and they're not afraid to share those things. So creating an environment where you can build community and what we like to call appropriate screen time, Miss Rachel, Circle Time, Gracie's Corner, Miss Monica.
Yeah, Miss Monica. Yeah.
Where it's like, we didn't have the resources for our kids at during COVID. So we're creating it. And people don't realize when they respond to us, they don't realize the amount of hours and the sleepless nights that we're doing on top of also being parents as well to create content for them. And so we get a lot of backlash, and we agree in certain instances, screen time should not be it. So we're creating appropriate screen time that emphasizes those things that can build community as best as we can. It's not the best. It's not the, it's a Band-Aid. It's not the cure. And hopefully when you look at our content and you see the curriculum behind it, you can take that experience outside of screen time and apply it with activities with your kids. That's all we're trying to do. You know,
I love that. Yeah, I go. I'm a 1990s. I was born in 1990. You were 89?
No, I'm a 90.
Yeah, 90. So we're real deal 90s kids, right? I'm like, the shows we grew up on were so bad.
Dude, what? I think about Dexter's Laboratory.
Dude, Ren and Stimpy, Dexter's Lab, like, Rugrats,
all the
Wild Thornberries, like, dude, yeah, come on. Our kids don't know Looney. They thought Looney Tunes was new when the new Space Jam came out. Oh, Bugs Bunny, that's a new character. I'm like, come on.
No, man.
Yogi Bear, like, all that stuff. I'm like, we turned out okay. The fact that our kids are going to have content that allows them to develop, you know, we're watching content that probably was a detriment to our development. Except for Hey Arnold, that kid's room was pretty cool. dude, are you kidding me? This football head looking kid had a room with a remote control could open up the ceiling. I don't know. That's crazy.
He was before the time. He knew something we didn't.
Recess, yeah. Yo, he had those Arnold coins. He was popping off back in the day. Shoot. But it gives me hope, and you know, we get so much, you know. I think every generation loves to bash the generation that comes after it, you know.
Yeah.
So you know, Xers hate millennials. Millennials have no work ethic, and da da da. And now millennials look at Gen Z, and you know, Gen Z, bunch of entitled kids who don't care about anybody, you know, their history in front of them. And you know, my kids our kids are Gen Alpha, and they're gonna have a whole nother set of challenges. But I'm encouraged. I'm like, man, Gen Z is the smartest generation in the history of the world. They have access to the most information as possible, and maybe they didn't get raised with the emotional guardrails to do well with the information that they have access to, but at least they have that the ability to access it.
Yeah.
I think our kids, Gen Alpha, like they have a really cool opportunity because there's a whole wave of intentional parenting and intentional creators, not even parents, but creators who are passionate about kids and their development. And so I'm like, dude, the future is bright. As much as people think that, you know, we're going to hell in a handbag, you know, I'm going like, man, my kids are going to run laps around me in the best way. And I'm really excited for them to be able to do that. And it's because of a content like it's Circle Time. And it's because of, you know, of intentional creators and I don't know, entertainers, influencers, that's not even the words to use, but people who use their talents to see, you know, development happen. So we're excited. But you said something really interesting. You said, we're going to take some old songs, Twinkle Twinkle, we're going to put them into some modern music. So this goes out to both of you guys. Tommy, we can answer this too. If you could take, what's a good nursery rhyme? The Itsy Bitsy Spider, okay? If you could take the Itsy Bitsy Spider and you could drop it into any genre of music, what's it going to be?
Easy. We already got one. It's Bad Bunny. Reggaeton and...
Let's go.
You know, hip reggaeton, I guess you would call it.
Okay.
I had to put an artist behind it, is Bad Bunny, for sure. You know,
dude, Bad Bunny's on a wave right now.
Oh my gosh, unapologetically him, and him being him.
That's it. Man, people crave authenticity so much now. You know, people can sniff out right away if you're trying to be someone you're not.
Yeah.
And they might not be able to articulate it, but they can sense it, they can feel it. So anyone who is unapologetically them, even if that version of them is not polished or put together or perfect, people want that and appreciate that.
Yeah. And, you know, as you're saying this,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I think, you know, as you're saying this, I think that's why I appreciate who you guys are. You guys aren't trying to be anybody else except for you guys. And you guys are creating like this craft, man. I love when people can just lean into their own gift, be secure in who they are, and create. And, you know, I will say this, you guys, like, there is an interesting like aspect to people who do create, because they're no matter how perfect your content is, there's going to be someone that finds that one thing and tries to kind of, you know, critique, criticize, and, you know, and I think if you have a healthy perspective at it, then it's fine. But like, dude, I remember in the beginning, you know, when we were creating stuff, and we would get like a read through a couple of comments, and I'd be like, I can't believe they're saying that, man. Like, what? That's not our heart of it. And you know, so I'd be like, Nate, did we say anything wrong? Like what's going on here? You know, and Nate's like, bro, we just. Like, look at all the good, though. Like, you know, he
one bad comment and 5,000 likes. It's like...
Yeah, exactly. But shout out to you guys who, you know, like, honestly, I'm a big fan of It's Circle Time. And I think that you guys are doing a fantastic job in creating and putting in the hustle to create development programs and, you know, videos for kids to learn. Like, I'm not teaching any kind of educational program right now. So, and you guys, I don't know where I would even start, honest to God, but I know how much work it does take to create. And so, you know, you guys are doing honestly a fantastic thing, man. It's so cool.
How do you guys, you know, I don't know if you guys have the 5-year, 10-year plan, you know, what that looks like. To be honest, like, Dads Who Try started out as a hobby. You know, Tommy and I had the Pokemon thing before, and we're like, we're best friends. We're like, we gotta keep doing something. And so Dads Who Try started because we couldn't find any content that was reaching, like, the real dad. It was either, like, alpha dads who, you know, only drink their eggs and not eat them. And then there was, like, you know, overweight dads who were like, let's embrace the dad bod, meet you at the barbecue. And it's like, there's got to be like a healthy in between. And like, we couldn't find anything. And so he's the athletic one. I'm the barbecue one. And so it's perfect. He drinks his eggs. I eat them.
You guys, listen, I do not drink eggs.
Egg whites, literally just, it's
fine. Yeah. I think, the 5-10 year plan, I know I have something in plan, but I'd like you to kind of
since Circle Time started, it's been like, wow, you know, like I can't believe how well it's been doing and how far it's been going, and then you really have to put it into perspective because it's advancing so quickly where it's like we have to make a plan. So we're definitely in the works of some big things coming up in these next couple of months. I just think I would say it's one day at a time, but it's really one month at a time now.
Yeah, totally.
We plan things out and make sure we meet our deadlines for filming and writing scripts. And that's how I see it.
You know, to piggyback off of Sarah, when we started doing this, we didn't have a plan. It was just like, I have a music and film background. Sarah's never been in front of camera, but more importantly, like, let's have fun.
Yeah.
Now I've looked at it as like, we have to build curriculum. It's vital. Our kids are in California. You might know this. In California, the universal transitional kindergarten plan has been in place and or is starting to. And so they're allowing kids to come to school early. So instead of being 5 years old, you can be four. And then they're going to make that smaller and smaller as the years go by. Mm-hmm. And I felt like what a vital opportunity for us to kind of follow the in line with the California UTK, as it's the only state right now who's really going for that initiative. Let's help these parents if they can't get in these or have access to it, or if their kid's birthday is the cutoff or beyond that,
right.
Let's provide them resources to not feel like they're going to fall behind. That mean is like actually meeting with Sarah and going through every piece, every word we say with intention, rather than, and we can still have fun and in entertaining value, but like making sure it hits those foundations so that people can see us not just, oh, this is a channel, but they actually have intent and purpose to elevate my kids and also elevate the parent.
Right.
You know, like this is, I want people to realize that Circle Time is not just for the kid. How we talk and how we communicate, there's opportunities there for parents to take that and pick it up and reinforce it. I give you a great example. This is what I love about Miss Rachel. This song, Can You Say Mama, Mom, Can You Say Ma, is stuck in my brain. I heard that song 8 months ago, right? And so being able and recognizing that as a now professional and building curriculum, I know the intent of saying those things and how it enforces brain development. You know, we have our kids, in the 4 years that they are from 0 to 4, 85% of their brain is being developed. That is a mind-boggling data point that it irks me every day when we think about content. Every day that we dedicate time to this initiative, we are enforcing brain development for our kids.
That's right.
I want every kid to have every opportunity that they can maximize, because they start off in this world as geniuses. And every day that we do not give them that, and we don't give the parents those resources, we're losing the genius by a huge factor on a daily scale from 0 to 4. And so what I'm most proud about is this being a fun concept for us, and seeing the growth that Sarah has had, having no experience in front of the camera, now coming in and going, I have a plan for filmmaking. I'm working on my dance moves. She got two left legs, but we ain't gonna judge. We ain't gonna judge on that.
my wife's got three, so it's fine.
You know, coming up with activities, having scheduled meetings and regular meetings, it's now becoming a thing that we feel is critical to our own well-being. Mm-hmm. Like that's to me amazing. I came out of college wanting to be in filmmaking, wanting to be in Hollywood. I lived there, wanting to be on the big shows. I moved up here to the Bay Area, still seeking my passion as a filmmaker and a musician. I've never been more satisfied and more like I felt like I'm in my zone doing Circle Time content with people who are like-minded and passionate about making content. And so it took me a while. Cool. And I have those doubts as a creator. Every professional has that. When is it going to be my time? When is it going to feel? I have never felt more natural and more happy doing this. And then seeing the results of kids and parents saying, you know, Sarah, my kid, my relationship with my family is torn apart. But because of your ABC song, we feel like a family, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? We just having fun over here. We're helping families like that? That's insane. Yeah.
And I think what you guys talked about, like, Dom, this started with you, you know, seeing a need in your own home, finding a solution in Sarah Sunshine, which this is such a cool story. When you guys are mega stars, this is going to be the craziest, you know, Sarah Sunshine discovered while babysitting. You know, it's like, what? That's crazy, you know? But it's like when you export something that works internally, it's always going to have viability somewhere else, you know? When it's exported with the passion, the same passion that you have in your home, I love the story. Dom, are you promoting this thing? It has 10,000 views. It's like, well, no, but I made it for my kids. And because I made it for my kids, it's going to be great. And so, of course, it's going to export well, you know? And then, so I love, too, what you're saying. Sorry, I'm talking so much. You're like, you know, this thing is day to day, and we're learning as we're going. I'm like, doesn't that describe parenting? Like, anyone who talks about, you know, oh, yeah, when they're in 2 years, they're going to be like this. And, you know, I start to get a little bit like, I start to get a little skeptical.
Yeah. I'm that's like, not how it's going to work, my man.
No one's ever been a parent before they're a parent, if that makes sense. Like everyone, when you become a parent, that's your first one. And every time someone has a second, that's your first time you've had two. I mean, Dom, you never had one. You've had two. But, yeah, you skipped it. Yeah, you full on. Dang.
G status.
Yeah.
You know what? I just don't want one. Let's just get two. I choose to.
Oh, gosh, I love it. But it's like, yeah, I think when it comes to all of this, I think understanding that is okay to not have all the answers and have things figured out. And, you know, as long as you're committed to progress and, you know, I think it's normal for us to not know what we're doing. The problem is we've normalized staying there. And so I'm saying we as in like a broad brush, right? Like we've normalized going like, well, I just don't know. So, you know, okay, that these are the cards I've been given. You know, it's like, no, it's like we have all the access in the world to information, to content like it's Circle Time. Like we don't have the excuse as parents anymore just to let our kids grow up. You know, it's like we have all the resources to give them opportunities that we never received personally.
Yeah. And I think, yeah.
Yeah, keep going, Sarah.
No, Sarah, keep going.
I was just going to say that when we, I mean, I remember one of our first conversations is like, yeah, we're doing this for fun, but we're also, I mean, as Dom said, like we're helping. But it's not, we're not just helping kids, we're, you know, helping families, parents, you name it. We want to be that stepping stone to help everyone. I think that's something that we just enjoy doing. I mean, we're definitely, I think we're on the right path. And I think you guys are the exact same way where you know, you had those two niches and you guys found like that middle ground. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing as Sarah's talking like and giving some good, you know, good tidbits. I'm like just laughing at the fact that we're here now, but all the turns and twists that we got to this point. I think about, you know, when my wife, and shout out to Haley, because it really, this wouldn't happen without her putting her foot down and being like, I'm going to do this. So for me, we lost our job. We had kids. We moved into a home in an area that I did not want to be in at all. I was going to be far away from my friends and far away from my industry as a filmmaker. And then she sat down with me and showed me a list of people she wanted to bring into the home. And I'm like, 10 out of 10, none of them are coming into the house. And she was like, but please, please. And I said, no, we're going to do this. We're going to try it. And she put her foot down and said, we're going to test this for a week. And if you don't like it, we'll find something and we'll figure it out. And I could have easily just stopped it there, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And so then Sarah comes in. And I'm like, I don't like her. I'm holding myself accountable right now.
Tommy was the same way with me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm laughing at the idea that we're talking to dads who try, who I, you know, I was a fan before realizing that Sarah had a conversation with you guys. And then you guys put us on your podcast. And I'm like, we had a sit down and said, when we're in our element and in our vibe, things are going to come to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just going to naturally happen. And here we are on a Monday talking with them. I feel like I know your kids. I talk to you guys.
Yeah.
And there. I check in with you guys and we have the same kind of experiences. And it's like, this, we spoke it into existence. So I'm laughing in that sense. Like, I can't believe, like,
I know
we're doing this.
I know. It's funny because I remember one of our first group texts with just me and the two of you. You were guys, we're talking to an influencer, and I sent the Spider-Man meme where he's like pointing at the other Spider-Man. So I'm like, no, like, yeah.
We definitely don't feel like influencers. Like, we're just a couple, you know, goofy dads, like, yeah, being cheesy all the time on the podcast and creating spaces for people. Like, I feel like you guys are the influencers. Like, dude, we got It's Circle Time on the podcast. This is crazy. You know, like, and I don't know. I wish there was more.
Over here, we're like, Circle Time. Circle Time's going to be on Dads Who Try. What the fuck?
See, I think that's such a healthy, you know, I never want us to get to a place where we're like, we've made it. And, you know, these people should be honored to be on our, like, what are we, we're in a garage, you guys. If we turn the camera around, you'd be like, oh, it's storage. You know, it's like, before the started recording, stuff fell off the wall. Like, we don't have stuff put together. Like, we're making it happen. And I think that parallels just, you know, that's just life. You know, it's like, let's not ever take ourselves too seriously. Let's never believe the press clippings that are written about us. Like, we're just a couple dads. You know, it sounds so cheap. We're just trying. Like, we're trying to make this thing work. We fail 49% of the time, succeed 51% of the time, and we're okay with that 1% swing. You know, it's like, that's all it is. Just 1% better every day. It's just a little bit of progress.
That's literally that is my line. I say that every day.
Yeah.
We're huge Atomic Habits fans over here. Have you read Atomic Habits?
I have not.
Okay. James Clear, Atomic Habits. That's like the mantra of the whole book is, you know, 1% a day. And it's like, it's just true. It's like, if you can get better just 1%, it's actually, you can't even tell a difference day to day. But you look back after a year and you're like, well, I've grown 365. I'm trying to do a pound a day in growth.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. If I can get to 365, so.
Like, how does that even translate?
A muscle. Yeah. Yeah. No.
You guys, this new podcast is going to be Dads Who Fry if you want a pound a day. That's
hey. You know, okay, a dream sponsor for us is we're trying to get Traeger Grills. And so I don't know if you know what Traeger is, but. Oh.
You dirty dog.
I'm jealous. Can I just be vulnerable?
Yeah.
The other day we went out to the grill to grill some stuff up. We have neighbors who are our best friends, They have four kids, and then we have, like, our backyards are connected. I go to the grill. All of the burners are turned, like, they're not lit, but they're turned all the way over. This thing was sitting here overnight, the whole propane tank. Like, I open the lid and it's just like, woof, wafts out. I'm like, yeah, we almost just blew up our houses.
Oh, no.
Some toddlers over here. I'm like, okay, well, that's good parenting on my end. Just letting these kids go out. I open the lid, but also, I open the lid and there's like a scooter inside, like a folded scooter inside the grill. I'm like, yo, these kids are going in on this grill.
But hey, but the Traeger grill, like, I follow it on social, you guys, and some of the food that they're cooking on this thing, my God, like, damn, I don't know if you're like whipping up like all the stuff that they are, but if you are, and you haven't even invited us over since, you know, you had this thing. I'm just saying, I don't know what's wrong with this thing.
I do turkey. I do smoked turkey. I do smoked Gouda cheese dip. I do smoked chicken. I do smoked wings. And I do like 5 different sauces with the wings. I do like 60 wings and then do like a lemon pepper, honey.
Stop right there. I don't even know you anymore. I don't know you.
Yo, wings are our love language. You know, some people, physical touch, words of affirmation. You drop some wings in front of me and Tommy and we're bonded for life. Like, we're in.
He said, oh, I love that. He said, my love language is drums and flats.
In that order.
We need to do a special episode called Dads Who Cook. And Dom, he needs to help lead this charge on how to figure out this on the Traeger grill. And you need to teach a couple of dads how to grill properly.
So, wait, Sarah, do you have any chef skills?
No.
Just embraced it.
Yeah, okay, my thing is I prefer baking, but even then, it's not the best.
Yeah.
We'll get there. We're going to have an It's Circle Time cooking channel pretty soon for sure.
Let's go.
Yo, my kids love to cook. They love to bake with my wife. Like, I'm like, how cool would it be to make a channel to, you know, try to help teach? My wife's looking through the window right now. Hey, wife. She used to have a baking business. She baked pies that were just unbelievable, you guys. Yeah, it's might be the, you know, single-handedly what's caused me to gain weight in our marriage, but it's fine. It's worth the trade-off, to be honest. Okay, we'll wait for it's a Circle Time, you know, chef, you know, kid chef or something like that. I think that the only thing that cooks better than a Traeger is the content that you guys have been making. You guys have been cooking some stuff up, you know?
Someone's been cooking in the kitchen.
Cheesy dad stuff. I'm sorry, guys.
Whipping it up. That's what's up. We appreciate that so much. And you guys are cooking over there, too. I mean, I remember seeing your follower count from like 125,000 subscribers. You're at like a 500,000. Right? Half a million people rely on you to provide them advice on dads. A 500,000 dads.
Jeez, no pressure, Dom. Okay.
No pressure. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep trying. You know, for me, my affirmation for you guys is you never lost. You're undefeated, right? People look at it as wins and losses. I look at it as wins and lessons. And you just hit them with more lessons, and you've learned so much that everything is a win. You need failure to be successful. It's a important aspect of it. And so you guys have constantly created content that is valuable, not just from a sense of for publicity standpoint, but you're really changing lives. You changed my life. I'm very, very thankful and helpful in that area. And I've created, you know, some great friendships with you guys. So really appreciate that.
Dude, Dom's dropping bars.
Bro, wins and lessons. Like, I'm taking that on a running with it.
I didn't know we were going to school on this podcast. We're stealing. You know we're stealing that. Like
I'm. Hey, just as long as you tag Circle Time to it, we cool.
Easy. I'm tagging it easy, but you know we're about to. Woo!
That's
my thing. Is look, two L's make a W. So you know it's fine. I'm just kidding. Like, well, that doesn't make any sense, Nate. You guys, I'm sure we'll have you guys on again, and you know, when you guys start your podcast, we would love to be guests on yours. And okay, from both of you, if you could sign off with, I'm trying to think of a way to say it, with a piece of advice for parents. But it has to be like maybe a phrase, a sentence, a quote, a tweetable tweet, something quick, actionable that they could take away. Like what's one piece of advice, Dom, maybe for you, it's something from a Circle Time, or maybe it's from your experience as a dad, or, and then Sarah, something from you.
You want me to?
Yeah.
I do have a quote. I'm in a, make a quote a day for my own. I'm going to have an affirmation TikTok channel. So is my quote. This is my quote for parents. And it's called, I'm not afraid to be seen trying. So I need you to look in the mirror and shout, I'm not afraid to be seen trying. Let the world watch you as you dance, stumble, laugh through the unknown. Remember, success is like assembling an IKEA furniture. You might not get it right the first time, but with enough attempts, you'll have a masterpiece, or at least have something to sit on. Hey, superhero, your coat might get caught in a ceiling fan, but hey, that's what makes the story interesting. Channel in your inner you and rise above the fears. Light this world on fire with your determination. Do not be afraid of being seen trying.
Yo, who's that from?
You just out here just pulling stuff out like that?
Dom, I swear, if you said that's from you.
That's from me. It's in my notes right here on my computer.
I love that so much.
Jeez.
That is so good.
Because I'm like, damn, sir, you gotta go after me. Yeah. You gotta go after me.
I swear, sir, if you don't sing this, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
My advice for all parents out there is you are the most perfect parent for your child.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
There's no one else.
I'll receive that right now.
Yeah.
Take it in.
Yeah. I'm serious. Sarah, that's honestly so good too. And it brings like a piece to who I am, because I think oftentimes, you know, like I was saying it the other day, like I do feel like I fail more times than I do win, you know, throughout my day or throughout my week. And as a parent, you know, you're kind of seeing other parents win and you're like, man, I just don't have it like that. You know, I can't win. And it feels like it's hard to pick up sometimes, but knowing that we are the perfect parents for our own kids, that's such a good nugget. To carry today.
It's so encouraging, and I think it's just a reminder. Like, you can't standardize childhood, and you can't standardize parenthood. And what works for someone else's kid would be a detriment to mine, and vice versa. And so, embracing that's such a good reminder. Thank you, guys, both of you.
Yeah.
My goodness, Tommy, what's a quote from you?
A quote from me. If I was to come up with a quote today, it would just be.
Was off the top.
Off the top. Yeah. It would just be to keep trying. I know we're the dads who try, but I do understand this, that if you don't stop trying, you can't lose.
Yeah.
Period. Don't take yourself out of the game. Just keep working. You know, we are imperfect human beings and we are constantly learning as we go. And so guess what I'm going to continue to do? Keep trying.
Keep trying. Love it.
It was really good. I got nothing.
You sucker.
What am I supposed to say after all this stuff?
Hey, if parents, if they're trying to look for you guys on social media, on YouTube, how can they find you guys?
Yeah, they can. It's everything at itscircletime.com or itscircletime. For our website is ilovecircletime.com. We could not beat the person who got circletime.com, which we totally understand. And then on TikTok, I believe it's Miss Sarah Sunshine.
Great. Well. Okay.
But you can find all of our social media platforms and availability on ilovecircletime.com. Yeah.
Amazing.
We'll drop all that in the description for the podcast and for the YouTube and everything too. So yeah, of course. You guys have been amazing. I feel like this is so much fun. Next time we need to do this over some wings, you guys.
We are going to do this over some wings.
Yeah, for sure. I got you guys on the house. Yeah. I'll make you get my 60-piece wing for y'all.
Woo! I'm in.
Look. Okay, I'm trying to think. Where is in between the Bay Area and LA?
Say less. Let's go.
Yeah, you know, we're going to record a podcast, you know, and we actually have to go to Santa Barbara. I'll be back. Don't wait up for me.
Yeah. Easy. That's Santa Barbara. That's easy. I'm in. Well, we love you guys. Well, we appreciate you for jumping in. We appreciate your hard work and your dedication. And I hope people learn after this that there's content in the world that isn't just to keep kids entertained, but there's content in the world that is here to help them develop. And we've already said it, but it's a supplement. It's not the source. It's not the thing that sustains, but we'll take the supplement as much as we can as well. So thank you guys so much. We appreciate it.
Like I said, we admire you guys, and I'm really proud of you, Sarah, to getting to this point. You know, I'm going to shine you on as well. really incredible to be taking this journey with you and seeing where we're going. And tell you in the next couple months, the new music, the new episodes that you guys
Let's
are about
go.
To experience are going to be on a whole nother level. Yep. They have no idea what we're about to teach your kids and about to elevate this whole world. So thank you.
We're in.
Hey, that's just dads who try, dog. That's just dads who try. Just team don't sleep, baby. Dads who try.